Members with Local 802 and a New Orleans jazz style band were outside the Blue Note last night in the village. They're trying to reach jazz club owners and press the importance of fair pay and pensions for musicians who play in their clubs. We spoke to Bennett Baruch, Director of Organising and Field Services for Local 802, the American Federation of Musicians, about his campaign for fair pay and benefits.
It's a part of our proactive campaign called the Justice for Jazz Artists campaign. And we're basically asking the six major jazz clubs in New York City, which are the Blue Note, the Jazz Standard, the Iridium, Birdland, Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, and the Village Vanguard, to come to the table and negotiate a contract with Local 802, as we represent jazz musicians throughout New York City.
And they've been reluctant to do this up to this point?
Completely reluctant.
What do you think their reservation is about?
They don't want to talk to us about the things that we want to that we want to bring to the table, which are a fair scale wage, pension payments, as well as a protection on recordings for musicians.
What's the current arrangement that a jazz musician would have with a place like the Blue Note?
For the most part, a side musician will be paid a fee for per performance, but there'll be no benefits at all given to him or her, meaning that they'll receive one flat fee for their performance, but there'll be no pension at all, as well as no protections for their recordings, meaning that the Blue Note can record the musicians freely and then monetize their service.
And that goes on, does it, already?
Yes.
Yeah. And the flat fee is not enough to cover health benefits or provide anything for a personal pension?
Exactly. There's no security given to a musician. It's just a one-time payment.
And I understand last night you arrived with a New Orleans jazz band. What happened then?
So this is part of the campaign. We've done this before at the six major jazz clubs, including the Blue Note. We've performed. We've had a demonstration out front. And last night we chose the Blue Note once again because of its symbolism. We basically meet at a certain point and we march to a club, garnering support along the way. And then when we get to the club, there's usually people that are online or there are people that are passing by that want to see what's going on. And then it gives us a sort of soapbox to speak about the campaign.
And what happened last night?
Last night, we arrived at the Blue Note, again, to the fanfare that is there. There was a huge line outside for people going inside to the Blue Note. The musicians were performing. Everyone was dancing and jovial. The cops showed up about 5-10 minutes into our demonstration. I shook the captain's hand. I then proceeded to help the captain as well as the police officers corral pedestrians who have spilled into the street, and ask them to step nicely onto the curb so they could get out of the street. After about 10 minutes of helping the police in some capacity, I got on the curb. A police officer then pushed me. I said to the police officer, "Why did you push me?" The captain then turned around and said, "Arrest him." So the police officer proceeded to put handcuffs on me, then pulled me off the curb, and then led me to the squad car. They arrested me for disorderly conduct and obstruction of traffic, but I found that hard to believe considering I was on the curb.
So they forced you into obstructing traffic?
Yeah, they pulled me into the street.
You were released this morning, today?
I was released 30 minutes after they, I wouldn't say incarcerated me, but started to hold me.
What do you make of that?
Basically, what do I make of it is what the officer, the captain of the police, the NYPD, told me is that, quote, "I was the head of the snake," end quote, and that by taking me out, the people would disperse.
So are you going to continue your rallies and marches?
Yes, we are, and more vigorously as a result.
If people are interested in hearing about your campaign, is there a website people can go to?
Yes, we are on Facebook, our Justice for Jazz Artists Facebook page, and we also have justiceforjazzartists.org. Definitely encouraging people to go to facebook.com/justiceforjazzartists and justiceforjazzartists.org. On both of those websites, or both of those pages, you can be directed to sign our petition as well.
Bennett Baruch is the Director of Organizing and Field Services for Local 802, American Federation of Musicians. The website is justiceforjazzartists.org.